Living Redefined on SAFM with Sejaba Teba.
All right, we're talking social rules for air ticket at 41 after 2 this afternoon. Do we uphold the basic social rules? How are we socialized in this regard? We're joined in the line by, on the line rather, by Courtney Cleo, who is the CEO of the School of Etiquette. Courtney, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Afternoon, Sachaba.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us. So when we talk etiquette, you know, what are we talking about? Are we talking about basic principles and values that we exercise on a daily basis? Are we talking about finishing school, learning how to curtsy? Talk to us a little bit about this.
Okay. So simply put, etiquette is defined as the art of getting along with people. Mm. So it's how we interact and socialize with people. If we talk about it in a more specific term, it's the correct behavior for a given situation. Now, of course, correct behavior changes with every different situation we find ourselves in. But what is the correct or polite behavior for that context?
Do you know what really is the sobering element of this conversation is when I Googled, you know, just conversations and articles around etiquette, they were making sort of basic examples that we should be exercising on a day-to-day basis. And one cringes because you're thinking, oh my goodness, I don't do that sometimes, you know. So I feel like, are we kind of in sync when coming to social cues and specifically in relation to etiquette?
You know, here's the thing. When it comes to etiquette, it's the correct behavior for that situation, for that group, or for that culture. And living in a very multicultural country like we do, we often believe that what is correct behavior is what we have learned in our own household. But actually, correct behavior changes according to the group you're talking to, whether or the household you walk into, or the office you walk into. So what we don't realize is that we cannot be trees and stay as we are and expect that our good behavior is universal. We have to realize that we've got to adjust that behavior with every new environment we go into. So it's, are we on the right track? Yes, we're on the right track, but we could be more aware of other people's ways of doing things. You know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Well, I suppose if you're going to be in Rome, it will be easier. But like you mentioned, you know, just how multifaceted we are when coming to our various culture, you know, in this country. But I was reading up on a couple of them, you know, just the nature of tipping, saying excuse me, holding the door for the person behind you, stepping outside to answer your phone, learning people's names, you know, just as the CEO of the School of Etiquette, what do you guys prioritize in terms of, you know, teaching people?
So the first thing that we prioritize is teaching people personal confidence. Because if you are confident, if you are comfortable with yourself, you are in a far stronger position to make the person in front of you feel comfortable. And I think that's the very crux of etiquette, is how do we make people feel wonderful in our presence? How do we bring the best out of other people? So when you've mentioned the article, you know, holding the door for someone, greeting someone, it all goes back to the very basic foundation of human connection. We are collectivist creatures by nature. We survive and we thrive in groups, we thrive in connection. And so when we look at etiquette, when we focus on what the modern concept of etiquette is, it's focused on how we better connect with people.
And how would you say one can get, you know, their children started at an early stage, understanding this, you know, over and above a cultural sense?
So it's teaching respect for other people, and it's actually giving your children a strong self-esteem. Because once again, if they feel confident, if they feel comfortable, they're more inclined to build other people around. But when we actually know this with children that bully, they're often not given the emotional well-being, and so they take it out on other people.
I also want you to talk to us, Courtney, a little bit about, you know, how then we move away from seeing etiquette as the basic principles that we exercise on a day-to-day basis, to then taking it to the extensive level of, you know, I'm now going to finishing school, you know, to work on my posture, to work on, you know, things that are related to such things. Talk to us about how we differentiate the two.
Could I ask you to repeat that question? I lost you for a second.
Okay. So we spoke about, when you say etiquette, you speak about, you know, the daily principles that we live by, you know, that are rooted essentially in respect. So how do we then differentiate from what you do as the School of Etiquette when someone comes in and says, I really, really want to delve into the principle and the core of etiquette, from posture to how you speak, to how you present yourself? How then do you differentiate between the two?
So really, the one leads onto the other. So we start very strongly rooting a sense of personal confidence in people and how you conduct yourself. So things like your posture, that indicates to people whether you're open to engage with them. It also changes how you feel about yourself. So we focus first primarily on, how do we build you up? How do we make you feel comfortable in every different environment?
Mm-hmm.
And we're very focused on, you know, your body language, your posture, your eye contact. How do you walk into a room and own your space immediately? Once you know what you're doing, you're in a far stronger position to A, be more authentic, B, more believable, and B, more credible, and B, to connect with other people and put them in a comfortable position. Because here's the thing in life. If people like you, they will help you. They will work with you. They will promote you. They will choose your company's contract over another company's contract purely because they like you.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again, it comes down to the very basic understanding that everything in life comes from your relationship. And yes, relationship with yourself, and then the relationship with other people.
Mm. Maybe in closing, you can talk to us about, you know, the benefits of one seeking out perhaps a course or to take part in the School of Etiquette, you know. And what is the face of this person? Like, who attends a School of Etiquette?
So that's actually a lovely question. So I'll start off by answering who actually comes to our courses. So we either deal with individuals who come in, they're often really motivated, really driven individuals. They want to really maximize themselves and what they can achieve in life. So we've got high net worth individuals who often see the benefits of investing in themselves. And we do a lot of corporate training. We do a lot of graduate training. So youngsters that are going into the workplace for the first time, they're a little bit uncertain. They're not quite certain how their behavior fits in with professional environments. And a lot of captains of industry and diplomats and politicians. The thing is, with etiquette, it's something that I say over and over again. Every single person should be attending courses like this, because it's about giving you skills that you use every single day of your life to get ahead. And here's the thing. 85% of your financial success in life is dependent on your ability to get along with people.
Hmm.
And only 15% is due to your technical skills. So I'm going to repeat that. 85% of your financial success in life is dependent on your people skills, not on what you study. And so a really powerful testimonial, in fact, I have two that I'll leave you with. The first was from a leading South African economist who said, had I known your information when I was 19, I would have retired a billionaire by the age of 50. And that's just sharing how powerful these interpersonal skills are, these social conduct skills that we use every day. And then the last testimonial was from another student who said, my self-confidence has grown. I am getting offers from everywhere because of how confident and self-assured I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've realized it doesn't matter where I come from or where you come from, I come from the Bundu. The world is my oyster, and I'm so excited. I feel that there are greater things out there for me.
Yeah, the beauty of this is that essentially one can learn, you know, and I think we're exposed to, you know, various opportunities like this one and having this conversation. So, Courtney, thank you so much for making the time. I think you can just let us know. How do we reach you? Your contact details.
Perfect. Sure. You can look us up on the internet, the School of Etiquette, or etischool.co.za, and you will find us very easily.
All right. Courtney Cleo is the CEO of the School of Etiquette, and that's what we're talking about, social rules for etiquette and whether or not we uphold these and what they essentially mean in our day-to-day lives. It takes us to 52 on the dot. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.